Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
In 1945, at the end of World War II, the USS Indianapolis was torpedoed by a Japanese submarine. For 5 days, the survivors of the sinking floated at sea with nothing but life vests, sharks, and each other. Here's a highlight from a very special edition of Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Here's just a small portion of Joe's riveting discussion with survivor Edgar Harrell as he described his account of the sinking ship and the faith in God that sustained him. Ed set the scene for the events of that fateful night on the South Pacific in 1945.
Well, immediately I knew that the ship was doomed because just visualize that we are about three decks deep there at the bow of the ship. There were three compartments, top one, two, three, up and down. And we become a funnel. We're moving forward and all that water is coming in, being forced in. And I could hear the bulkheads breaking below. And I realized that I've got to get to my emergency station, which was back midship. Finally, word trickled down that the good captain had given word to abandon ship. And I made my way over what we call the rail there on the port side. Now, on the starboard side, normally we would be 8 feet above a water line, but there's water on the quarterdeck. So we're really on a slant. And I made my way over to that rail, and many others were with me, and many of them were climbing over that rail, jumping into the water. And I held onto that rail, looking out into the blackness of the night and realizing that I thought, this could be the end of life. Life is over, and then everything flashes back home, you know, mom, dad, brothers, six brothers, older and a younger sister, and a certain brunette that said that she would wait for me, and I'll have to get ahead of the store and say, and she waited. We were married in 47, and just this past year, we celebrated our 66, and another few weeks now, July the 25th will be our 67th wedding anniversary. I had something to live for, and I grabbed a hold of that rail, and I prayed. I say oftentimes, there's times when you pray, and there's times when you pray. And I was praying. I was desperate. I needed to know somehow, some way that I have some assurance that I'm going to make it. And as I prayed, I no doubt promised the Lord many things. But I tell him, I don't want to die. I want to live. And I want to live for you. And then I had just a verse of scripture that came to mind that I have to think that the Lord just put it in my mind. Now, I knew of the scripture. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid. And with the assurance somewhat from his word that I'm going to make it, I stepped over that rail, and I made two big long jumps down the keel of the ship into the water. I went in feet first, and my capot jacket then came up over my head, and I saw all of that oil on the water.